Boys X and That Girl.
Jim Hawkins in the morning. Proud to be part of your county. BBC Radio Shropshire.
So on this bench in Ludlow, it seems that young farmers do know how to enjoy themselves, even though none of the competitions, you know, an awful lot to do with farming, apart from guessing the weight of the W. Alan, explain why that's important.
It's all about having fun and bridging the gaps between the community and the young farmers.
Well, I was going to ask you, because most people, when they hear the phrase young farmers, the thing it makes them think of first is a big sign by the side of the road saying there's going to be a party in a barn somewhere.
See, there's a big misconception for the young farmers, because the only thing we get seen is for us the trouble in newspapers of the AGM, where you've got one or two people out of 10,000 there on one weekend causing trouble, the rest just get a bad rap. Mm. We do an awful lot for charity, not any events of fighting or anything, lots of money raised for charity, and lots of socialising from all the three counties around.
It sounds like you have a tremendous amount of fun.
Oh, we have lots of fun. See, the clubs are run by the members for the members, because it's not just the farmers, the majority of our members are actually local people from Ludlow. Maybe a third are farmers,
yeah.
Our farmers' sons and daughters. It's mainly a big social activity. For example, last month, we've done all sorts of things. We've done rock climbing at the Indoor Centre in Newport with another club. We went go-karting last week. This month, we've got other sorts of things. As we're farming, we've got to do things which are not that hectic. So we're going bowling for next week, for example, as it's easy. And you get whoever turns up, we can go. Cinema trip, followed by a big games meeting the week before.
What's the upper age limit?
Pantomime, they do a pantomime every year at a competition at Whitchurch. They do two stages, one which is a plus one, which is less than six people doing competition, which Ludlow has done for many years.
Yeah.
And this year is the first time we've done a full pantomime. We took the Three Little Pigs and turned it into a half-hour comedy performance with the big brown wolf showing how bad a smoker is, this chain smoker who can't even catch the pigs. And it was extremely funny, with lots of Benny Hill chase music through it, and there was laughs and start the pitch with a good standing ovation at the end. So the main aspect is the have fun and the socialising. I can't see anything better for it. I've gone from strength to strength, from joining at the age of 14 to running my own business, partnership in the farm and expanding further. Without young farmers, I don't know where I would be.
I'm no good at guessing people's ages, but you're
only just turned 24. I'm a partner in a family business. I run my own contracting company and I'm setting up a third business now. And a lot of our members are self-employed or working in a local community.
Sounds absolutely incredible. Thank you very much for that. Hats off to Alan, chairman of Ludlow Young Farmers. BBC Radio Shropshire, proud to be part of your county. 10:20.
Proud to be part of your county. Jim Hawkins on BBC Radio Shropshire.
Hello.
Ludlow Young Farmers.
Oh, hello, Alan. Hello, I've been hoping you were going to come. I was talking to
Dan Cooper.
That's what I wasn't talking to. I got an email for him, which includes the fantastic phrase, unfortunately, I'm going to be at the Olympic Park. I thought that's unfortunate. He's obviously having a good time.
Dan does event organising, so he's pretty good at organising meetings and things like that, but he's in high demand because of this.
I'll bet he is.
Quite lucky.
But you're chairman.
Yeah, I'm the current chairman of the Young Farmers.
Yeah.
So over the past 12 months, I've been helping to organise the clubs for competitions and events as we do weekly meetings of different events every week.
Yeah.
Over the last 12 months, we've gone from strength to strength, from winning competitions. Most recently, the Minsterley Show, we had the final for the Challenge Cup, which is where all clubs in the county, all 19, compete to win the final competition of the Minsterley Show. At the original 19, we came to win it in the final against Turvey and Martin Young Farmers.
Yeah. What did you have to do? What do you have to do to win it?
The first round was on food, so you had to eat different foods. So they had dolly mixtures of lemonade and tomato juice, so you had to guess what foods they were. And you had to reach inside bowls of spaghetti and blindfolded and guess what they got hidden in the bowl. The various funny little things to get everyone socialising and talking with the other clubs.
Yes.
It's a big social. You have three or four different clubs from different ends of the county to get everyone together and socialising. And the winner of each round then goes to the following one. The following one was construction, so we had to make highest caramel amount of crackers we possibly could in 2 minutes. But the catch was, the next competition was, any crackers you took out of the package, you had to eat as fast as possible.
So we need the notoriously difficult
water. Yeah. We've only got four people. Well, we luckily, we've got some quite large boats, so we're getting around out, and it's pretty quick. We had to build a bridge out of straws and marshmallows, massive-sized Jenga is another competition. We had to do a wheelbarrow race with members. So one was a wheelbarrow racing up and down the hall. And the final competition at Minsley Show, we had six challenges. One was to hook six ducks out of a little paddling pool with just a little jubilee clip on the end of a mini digger. And you had to get them out as fast as possible, which Pat actually got out in 2 minutes 14 seconds. We had to do a caricature of Rachel Parry, the chairman of Shropshire Young Farmers, to be as funny as possible and the over-exaggerated possible, which we won. We had to decorate a gingerbread man in 2 minutes with Olympic theme as quick as it. Unfortunately, we lost that, but Matt's better at running races than drawing people in there. We had to make a meringue out of six egg whites, but they didn't tell us only egg whites to make the meringue, so we had people trying to do it with the yolks and all. They had to be able to tip it over their head. It got rather messy with some of the members. We had to find Lucy Stokes, who's last year's chairwoman, as fast as time possible. Nobody knew where she was. She could be anywhere on her site, get her signature and back. So we split up, because you allowed five team members, into five, ran off in different directions, and instead of holding the solid piece of paper here, we tore it into five pieces. Came back. After the six competition, and guess the weight of a young tuck, tuck ram, which we won as well. Luckily. So after the six competition, we won four, much to the joy of the club as well, because we were in
How much fun is it being a young farmer? More from Alan next after the Noisettes on BBC Radio Shopping.